Shir Lama Gimel and Bava Kama Yotis Kislev Hei Tov Shem Mem Gimel, December 5th, 1982, and Sunday.
And then he also borrowed money, so he was a lady. And Ruvei had a wife whom he divorced, so he had to pay her the suit. So Mocha Leachol with his Rishon Lodim, and then, and he had tzaddikim, he had the Amidias, Amidias, Amidias. And then he sold the sod. So the sod is one mishibodi to the Nizek, to the Balchei, to the Isha. So, and he had he sold his sod, whether to one or to three, or you should have been on the Keachot at the same time. So, Kulam Yichnu Zedach Azabai. So the Nizek is given from Idias, the Balchei is given from Beinus, and the Isha is given from Zibur. Was the achazer? But suppose he sold the sodis one after the other. Kulan gave him an ach. Kulan gave him an ach. Now let's see the rash. Mochon leachot and yum lodim b'yei mechot. In other words, because in case we show is elop Yerushalayim. So in Yerushalayim, the custom was that they used to write micho b'yei mitvos. But except for Yerushalayim, so they didn't write the show. They only wrote the date. The day, Alev Benissi, Beis Benissi, some male, if let's say he sold all the sodics and Alev Benissi, even though one might have been in the morning and the other one might have been in the afternoon, but since we don't write choice, so the Kinyan is Bisei Paye, so it's considered like Lasai. Anyway, so but suppose it is that we shokle, let's see the Rashi. Nichnusah we kuches kedin ameichel, who mishalok achidias yivchal nizim, lekeyar beinanis yishalom zachem, lekeyar ziboyes, ezakshu. In achay, the apilu shoklu kamoye idias, u beinanis, mozo nichnusah we yahu kuches, Linzokin or Balchei, eight of the boys. The Omaloch in Achto, the Homokin, Lingus Mem, Utnam Misaches Gitten, a Nifroim, Hosim Shibodim, the Mokim Cheyish Neher, Vafilo Hail the boys. The Hizobin Hale Trey Kamoye, Ishtaya the boys Neher, Vavo Pid Hodor is Dabne, was a Bas Rasm. In other words, so there is a Takone, the Mishnah Zok mentions, a Nifroim, Hosim, Mishibodim, the Mokim Cheyish Hosim Neher. Even, so in other words, let's say, a Balchei has a right to be gave for Benis. So, Bamedvom Amurim, if let's say, the Benis is in the possession of the Levi, so then the Levi has to pay him with Benis. And he cannot say, I have a Zeboyes field, you collect from Zeboyes. But suppose the Levi sold the Beinus to the Keach and the Ziboyes remained in the Levi's possession. So then, when the Balchev comes to the Keach and he says, I can't find anything, any sort of Beinus to which I'm entitled in the possession of the Levi, because he sold the Beinus field to you, so I'm going to collect from you. So that the Chomis Chachomim was, no. The Ephraim Chosim Mishabodim Bimokim Sheyesh Nechosim Nechel. Now, so it's only Takonis Chachomim, but Midraise, he could be given from the Nechosim Mishabodim, the Beinus, even though the Levi has a Sode Ziboyes, even though the Levi has a Sode Ziboyes, he still could be given. He still could be gay. Now the question is, the Gemara in Chayres and Gemara in Basra says that that one cannot be given from the Rikeach if he has an opportunity to avail himself from the Levi himself. Why? Because this aloche, that an abrigi can be given from Likuches, that's like a surety sheet. It's like an oren. Because Nichsin Din Chin Alvinli, after all the Ikeah, has no personal indebtedness. But it's the Leile who has a personal indebtedness. But the Ikeah does not have any personal indebtedness. There is no Shibdagu between the Ikeah and the Baal. There is a Shibdagu, a personal indebtedness. Shibudi between the Leile and the Baal, not between the Ikeah from the Leile and the Baal. So, two Shibudi the Rais. We pass the Shibudi the Rais. But that's only like a Shuetishi. Nichsin din shin arbele, and a nifroi min ored, he is able to be nifra from the Leib himself. So why do we have to resort? Why do we have to resort to a special takone of a nifroi min chosim shebodi, b'mokim sheish the chosim lecheiri, with nifikan elon, even on a derayze level, he should not be able to collect from the Likuches, if he is able to collect from the Abligor himself. Because from Likuches, when he's gave, it's like being gave from an Oreb. The answer is true. One cannot collect from the Oreb if he is able to avail himself by collecting from the Abligor himself. But that's only if he can collect from the Abligor himself that kind of field to which he's entitled. A Balchev is entitled. A Balchev is entitled to Yidyes. I'm sorry, Balchev is entitled to Bayonis. A Nizek, if the Abligi happens to be a Nizek, he's entitled to collect from Yidyes. So then it is true. Suppose the Leve and the Abligor, who the Mazik, let's say the Leve, the same person who is a Leve, who owes money to a Malve, owes money to a Nizek. Suppose he had two Sodi Insidious, and he had two Sodi Bayonis, and then one Sodi Idious and one Sodi Bayonis, he sold to the Keach, and another Sodi Idious and another Sodi Bayonis, he kept for himself. And then the Nizek comes, and he wants to be gave the Sodidius from the Ikeach, and the Malve comes, he wants to be gave the Sodibainis from the Ikeach. But the Leve, the Mazik, left one Sodidius for himself in his possession, and one Sodibainis. So then on the Raisa level, the Ikeach could tell the Mazik, the Leve, you cannot collect from me. I am like an Oreb. Nichsin din shin arbele. But you cannot collect from the Oreb unless you tried your remedy with the Abligor himself. And you throw him in Oreb zero. That's an Idraiseler. Mashenkin in the case where the Leve, the Mazik, sold all the Sodesidias. And he sold all the Sodesbenis. And he only left in his possession the Sodi Ziburyes, and then the Nizek and the Leve, I'm sorry, the Malve, come and they want to collect from the Ikeach, from the Ikeach. So on the Raisa level, he certainly would be entitled to collect, because he cannot say, I am like an Oren, because I have no personal indebtedness. I have no personal indebtedness. My Meicheya, who is the Mazik, my Meicheya, who is the Leve, he has the personal indebtedness, he has the Shibudagu. And Mimele, you have to try your remedy with him. He can't try his remedy with him, because if he'll try his remedy with the Leve himself, or with the Mazik, so he will not be able to collect that which is entitled. Because the Leve, the Mazik, has only the Ziboyas field. The Ziboyas field in his possession. And a Nizek is entitled to Idyes. The Leve, the Meicheya, has only a Ziboyas field in his possession. And the Malve is entitled to Bayonis. So, on the right level, he would be able to collect from the Kohes. But there is a special Takonis Chachomi that even in a case where he cannot collect that kind of Sodei to which he is entitled, from the Leve himself, from the mazik himself. But he can collect another sode, even zibuyes. So still he cannot collect from public air. But in a case where he's able to avail himself by collecting the right kind of sode from the mazik, from the leve, then we don't have to resort to a special takone of inifroyim. But then on the highest level he couldn't collect because nirsim bein shinarven bay. There's the Gemara in Pchelet, there's the Gemara in Basra. The Gemara in Basra mentions it many times. Alright. So moch alech lo shoshim lo adun keachot kulun nichon zah zabayim. Bo zeh achaze, kulun gebi min ache. So there is a special takone, da afi ushak le kamo idies. U beinines, motzen mitchelu, halifuches lin zoki. U bachei veisel ziboyes. Domar yunach lo chomokin ligu zimeno. Now, so, this takone of the Nifroim Chosim Shibonim Bokim Shehidim Chosim Chelim implies not only that in a case where there is Nechosim Nechelim right now, so even though Nechosim Nechelim are just the Buryas, so he cannot collect from the Nechosim Idias that is in the state of Mishibonim, in the possession of Nifroches, even if it's a case where all the Nechosim are in the state of Nechosim Shemoni. Let's say the Leve, the Mazik, sold all the Nechosim to Nechosim. And he has no Nechosim left. Nothing at all. No Nechosim left. But one Sunday he sold first, one Sunday he sold on Sunday, the other Sunday he sold on Monday, the third Sunday he sold on Tuesday. So that now it's Wednesday. So all the Nechosim, and the Chosim Shemoni. So one could argue in such a case. So the Nizek can go to the Likeach who sold to the Likeach who sold the who bought the Sodi, yes, and collect from him. And that the Likeach shouldn't say any foreign Chosim Shemoni Bokhijan Lechevit, because all the Sodi is on the Chosim Shemoni. The Mazik has no Sodi left in his possession. The answer is, so that Kodesh Chachomim was that as long as there is a Sode that became, that passed from a state of Nechosim Nechelim to a state of Nechosim Nechelim later, so then he cannot collect from a Sode that passed from a state of Nechosim Nechelim to a state of Nechosim Nechelim early. So if, let's say, the Leve, the Mazik, the husband, so he had three sodas. He had three sodas, and then on Sunday, the Leve, the Mazik, sold the Sodidius. They sold the Idius to Elikeach. To sold the Idius to Elikeach. And then on Monday, so he sold the Sodi Beinin Israelikeach. And then on Tuesday, he sold the Sodi Zibui Israelikeach. Now on Wednesday, they all come to collect. So the Nizek wants to collect from the Sodi Idias that was sold to the Likeach on Sunday. So the Likeach can tell him, no, when I bought the Sodi Idias from my Mecher, on Sunday, I left with him in Beinus in Ziboyes. So, there was a time when the Sodi Idias was already in Chosim Shibodi, and the Sodi Ziboyes was still in Chosim Nechelim. So the Aloche of Nifoyim, Chosim Shibodi, Mokri Nechelim, implies not only that if there is the Chosim Nechelim at the time of the Gvir, you cannot be given from the Chosim Shibodi, even though the Mechosim Shibonim happens to be Idias, and the Nizek is entitled to Idias. But even if the Mechosim, even if there are no Mechosim Nechelim, but if there is a Mechosim Nechelim that was Mechosim Nechelim for some time after the Idias was already Mechosim Shibonim, so then he can say, Hinachil Yachacheres Lidusman. That's all. Nachid, Afilu Shabbat Amo Idias of Bilnes. Much of what I was talking about here is the boys. The my natural commotion in the men would not be such a hit. He deployed the Hosmish Bodden Bokim Shin because of the Hale. But still, ain't the builders. The result Mohammed Trace Amoy is tired to boy as the Hale. The Alpha P. the Hodo is that name was a bass razzle. Was a bass razzle. All right. Anyway, so Mohammed Hosh in Northern Pulp, you know, about was there a Hase Pulgin Nach? So that means that even if the Achrei happens to be Zibuyes, so even the Nizek has to be gave from the Zibuyes. Eilei gave him Shalchono, Eilei gave him Shalchneivon. So the Gemara says, Kashe. Eichadom. Mochom Eichod Eichadom, it says, Mochom Eichod Eichadom 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 And even if it wasn't actually Bibasachas Mamet, but it was the same day, even though one Sunday was sold at 7 o'clock, the other one was sold at 11 o'clock, and the other one, the third one, was sold at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So it seems in case we show yourself was right. So it's considered Gechon. So even in the case, which later, so there it's mamish at the same moment. So it goes without saying, without saying. So why does the price have to tell us that? So that means that if he sold it one way, even if it was a chazé, let's say one Sunday he sold on Sunday, the other Sunday he sold on Monday, the other Sunday he sold on Tuesday, he's was Zahase, so he's still Kulam Nichnas at the Chazabayas. And he cannot say, he knocked the Chomokim in his menu. Umayish Neshleishos, he more at the cash. Umayish Neshleishos, Kol Chad Echad, Omali Nach Lomokim in the menu. Haynana Kol Chad Echad, Leilu Nach Lomokim in the menu. All right, now let's see the Rashi. Anyway, he didn't see the Bishlosh, she didn't see the Karka, she didn't see the Karka. He didn't see the Bishlosh, ילין בסאך משטרה חולות אַז דאָ גיימו די צו נעמען אחד נאי קאָד איז דאָ קאָב ביי קעמען אויס נײַן בער און וואס זאָל מיט דעם די נאַכט נאָ חמו קיי אַב דאָ איך מיט דאָ קאָב ביי און סומע די זייט שיז דאָ קאָב ביי קעמען אויס נײַן בער בער דאָס נישט מיט נאי because at night is already the next day but bear means in the afternoon close to night that's what bear who was in the night of khabot am get dikh mit dakh sabai hoy u bey dikab shtam bekh we walk a chishin, and in case we show yourself in Yerushalayim. So we may like, the king and his chal, we say, vayei, elo b'zeh ha-chazeh. B'gimu yomi, loi b'hai l'kei ha-chechot, inach loch mokim b'kvitz, kei chet m'yei tzul kulem, vos ha-zibuyes. So even if it's the same l'kei ha, let's say, Reuben is the husband who owes the ksuvet to his wife whom he divorced. And then, he is also a mazik. So the nizek is Shimon. And he's also, Reuben is also in Levi, from Levi. So, and then, he sold it to Likeach. And he sold it to Likeach to Yehudi. So, he sold the Sode Idyes on Sunday to Yehudi, and the Sode Beines on Monday to Yehudi, and the Sode Zibuyes on Tuesday to Yehudi. Then, they all come. So, it says, Kulam Nichnesu Tachas HaBayelu. So that means that the Nizek Shimon, so he collects from the Soviets that were sold to Yehudi on Tuesday. But why shouldn't Yehudi be able to say to Shimon, the Nizek, when I bought these Soviets on Sunday, so the Soviet Bainless and the Buyas were still left in the possession of Reuben. So this became So the Sodiyas was the first one to become in the Chosim Shabbat. So the Meir in Achtu Lachmokim Likim Zemenu. Then the Gemara Skash, it was a Chazeb, the Lomu in Ali Kiyah Echot, in Achtu Lachmokim Likim Zemenu, Keicha Dineiz Lekule, was a Zibuyas. So even the Nizek, Shimon, and Levi, the Balchei, should be forced to collect from the Zibuyas, because the Sodiyas Zibuyas was only sold less on Tuesday. So, in other words, that this price is reference to the case where he sold the sode zibur to Yehude on Sunday. He sold the sode zibur to Yehude on Sunday. Then the sode beinanes to Yehude on Monday. Then the sode igis on Tuesday to Yehude. Some melee, he cannot say when Yehude comes, when Shimon comes to Yehude, and he wants to collect, Yehude cannot tell him, he not look not to leave his men. On the contrary, because the Sode that he left in the possession of the Meichaya was Davke the Igyes. The Igyes was the last one. Now, what does it mean? So it means, if there is Takone, Chachonim or Misaki, in the point of Chosim Shimonim, the Mokim Shish, the Chosim Achim. And as we pointed out at the beginning, that this takone has application to a case where on the highest level he would be able to collect. In other words, when the mazik does not have any the proper sode to which the obligee is entitled in his possession. So then mitzad the aloche of nichsin din shin arvin and yifroim in orev tchilo. So he could be geive from the ikuches, because the leive, who is the principal obligee, so he doesn't have the sode to which the leive, who is the principal obligor, he doesn't have the sode to which the obligee is entitled to collect from. So, but there is a special takone. So the takone implies not only if the sode is if there is a sode that is presently nechosin mechel, even if all the sode is sound nechosin mishabodi, but if there is a sode that became nechosin mishabodi less, so he cannot collect from a sode that became a nechosin mishabodi first, as long as there is a sode that became nechosin mishabodi later. So what's the pshat of the takone? So in other words, midraise, there is a shibut. The shibut remains, attaches to the sode, even if it is in the possession of the mikuches. And even though the leve, the nizek, still has a certain sode in his possession, as long as he does not have the proper sode in his possession to which the obligee is entitled to collect. But the Chachamim are misake that if there is a Nechosim Mechirim, so then the Shibud is poka from the Nechosim Mishabod. And if there is a Nechosim Mechirim that became Mishabodim later on, so the Shibud is poka from the Nechosim Mishabodim that became Nechosim Mishabodim first. So it's Boka. So Mimele, in the case of the Lokach Idyas Bachay, no? So we should say, if, let's say, Ruben sold the Sode Ziburias on Sunday to Yehude, and the Sode Beinanes on Monday to Yehude, and the Sode Idyas on Tuesday to Yehude, so when the time when he sold on Sunday, when Ruben sold the Sode Ziburias to Yehude, So then, the Shibut was poka from the Sode Zibur, because that was the first one to become the Chosim Shibut. Then on Monday, when the Ruben sold the Sode Beinanes also to Yehude, so the Shibut was poka from the Sode Beinanes, and everything remained, the Shibut remained, and the Sode Idyas, Then, on Tuesday, when that is Ruben's last Sode, he has no Sode left. When on Tuesday Ruben sells his last Sode, which is the Sode Idyas, to Yehude, so the Shibut cannot be poka, because there is no Sode left in the possession of Ruben. So the Meile, the Gemara Kashi is that the Nachamis Chachomim, the Bechino Rav Shimon Ben Bachini, Yochel Eisik Kulel Ruben Idyas, because on the basis of the Takone, so the Shibut was poka from the sodeis that became the Chosim Mishabodim first, and she would remain only on the Sodeh that became the Chosim Shepodim less. So everybody should be entitled to collect from the Sodeh Idias, even the Ksvasija should be entitled to collect from the Sodeh Idias, Yoche, Lexikule, Legal Idias. You see how Rashi emphasizes, because that is the essence of the Lakonis Chachomim. If there is a Chosim Nechelin left, so the Shibud is Poka from the Sode that is already in the state of the Chosim Shibud. So then, if the Sode Yidias happens to be the less Sode, so all the shibudim by the isha, by the malve, by the nizek, has to concentrate upon the sode that was sold less, that was the less sode that became the chosim shibud. So everybody should be entitled to collect from the sode idias. So now the more the terrain, we should go now. When the wife of Ruben, the divorced wife of Ruben, comes to collect. So why does the price say that the Mikiah can pay her with the Sode Zibuyes? That's the Sode that you would deport from Ube. On Sunday, no, the Isha should have a right to say to Yehude, listen, I am entitled to collect from the Idias the Sode that you bought from Ube on Tuesday. Because when my husband, my former husband, sold the Sode to you on Sunday, the Sode is the Zibuyas that you want to give me. So at that time, the Sode Yidias was still Mechelin. So the Shibut was Poka from this Sode that you want to give me. And it was Hal on the Sode Yidias. So let me collect from the Sode Yidias the Sode that became the Chosim Shibudim less on Tuesday. So Yehuda can say to the Isha, listen, you collect from the Sode Zibuyas, the Sode that I bought from Ruben from your former husband on Sunday. Because if you give me a difficult time, you know what I'll do? I'll give back the shtar. I'll give back the shtar of the Sode Zibuyas that I bought on Sunday. So I'll give it back to your former husband. Then you'll be forced to collect from that Sode. Because once I give back the Sode Zibuyas to your former husband, so then the Sode Zibuyas will again be the Chosim Nechayim. So the Mele, don't give me the difficult time, don't argue with me. Because if you argue with me, I am going to return the shtas of the Sode Zibuyas to your former husband, to Ruben, and then the Sode Zibuyas will be the Chosim Nechayim. You won't be able to collect from the Sode Beinonis that I bought on Monday, or from the Sode Yidias that I bought on Tuesday. But the question is, let the woman say to Yehuda, don't fret me. You want to give back the shtar? Go ahead! And then I'll be forced to collect from the Sode Zibuyas. But right now it's your possession. Don't threaten me. I'm not afraid of your threat. So that is, it means, L'chiseda. Why can't she say L'chiseda? Why she doesn't have the understanding, the intelligence of telling that to Yehuda? So she cannot say L'chiseda. She cannot say L'chiseda. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, now, all right, so let's see what Teisa says. Teisa says, points out, I mean, Rashi says it, but Rashi says it on Omid Beis. So, Avogadim, Avogadim, Shigabim, Ziborius. So how can How can Yehuda say to the Isha, don't demand the idiots from me, because if you will not remain quiet, so then I'm going to return back to Sodi Zibuyes, to your former husband, and then you will be forced. So because of that, because he has the alternative, he has the potential to force her to take the boyas. He wants to force her to take the boyas right now. What kind of halacha is that? So the Isha is not at liberty to say to Yehuda, don't threaten me. You want to return back the Shtar Zibuyes? The Shtar Zibuyes to Reuven, to my former husband? Go ahead! But until you do it, I'm going to go ahead. I'm very quick in my action. I'm going to Bezen, and then I'll make sure that before you have an opportunity to return the Shtar Zibuyes, so I'll collect while it's in your possession. Why shouldn't be able to say that? The Fiseta, once you do it, then you will be able to force me to collect from the boys. But until then, don't argue with me. I'm entitled to collect from the Zodidias, because the Shibut so far was spoken from the other Zodidias. Because we saw the Idias was the last one to become a Nechosim Shabbat. So it's Mikol Mokim Lematzah the name of the Seder. That's Rashi Shid. Kibu Shei Makti Akil. Why? Because she cannot say Nechi Seder. Because the Yehuda can say to the Isha, there is a Aloche of Mabocha Vishay Mishayi Kol Zchu Shetan Yom. That's one of the schusim that the Mikiah requires. When Yehuda buys a field from Reuven, so, and on the field there might be certain liens, certain encumbrances, but he buys it as it is, subject to all the encumbrances, subject to all the liens, but he also assumes he stands in the shoes of the Meicher. Whatever rights the Meicher would have had in case of a litigation with the Isha, so he also has those rights. So suppose the woman would come to their former husband, and this Sodei Zibuyes would be in the possession of the former husband, together with the two other sons, let's say originally, before he sold any of the sons. For some reason, so the Meicher Reuven decided to sell the sons of Zibuyes on Sunday to Yehuda, the sons of Meicher on Monday to Yehuda, the sons of Idias on Tuesday to Yehuda. But let's say, suppose the divorced wife would have come to her former husband the previous week, let's say last Thursday. Now it's already Wednesday. But suppose she would have come last Thursday, before he started to sell his sons. Then the Isha couldn't say to her former husband, I like idiots. You gave me some idiots. Why shouldn't you give me idiots? He could say, I'm not forced, I'm not required to give you idiots. I can give you the boys. So the Meicher had the right, while all the sodis were in his possession, to give the Isha only the boys. Now he bought all the sodis that the Meicher had a week before. So, and there is a loche of Mamoch Avishel Isheini called Schuz Shetovil Yode. There is a loche of Mamoch Avishel Isheini called Schuz Shetovil Yode. So Mikiach acquires all the schusi. He acquires all the encumbrances of his Meicher, but he also acquires all the schusim, all the benefits of the Meicher. Whatever schus the Meicher had, the Likeach also had. So the Meile, the Likeach, Yehuda, can say to the Isha, I'm not in any inferior position than, at any more disadvantageous position than my Meicher. Suppose, instead of coming to me now, you would have come to my Meicher a week before, when My mecher had the three sodeis that I have now. Would you be able to collect from? From it, yes, no. Your husband would be able to tell you. You take the veil to Buyas, whether you like it or not. So, I stand in these shoes. Just imagine that you are talking to my mecher. And I stand in the shoes of my mecher. If you had come a week before, when my mecher had the three sodeis that I have now, then my mecher would be able to pay you in Zibuyas. I have his rights, I stand in his shoes, and I also want to pay you in Zibuyas. So it's based upon the aloha of Mamma Harish Nishim, so that seems to be a very simple aloha. But the question is, why does the Gemara have to say, Ishaskisu, Ishakisu, Ishakisu, Ishakisu? In other words, why does he have to mention that he has the alternative of giving back the Shtar Zibuyas? He shouldn't even have recourse to that. He should simply say, Ma'amocha Rishay Risayni Paul Shush Etobel Yod. I stand in the shoes of my Mecha. I have all the rights, all the vested rights that my Mecha had. Suppose that my Mecha had a week ago, when he had all the three sodeis that he sold to me in the course of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Now it's Wednesday. But a week ago, Wednesday, Thursday, last Thursday, my mecher had the three sodeis that I have now. So if you had come to him last Wednesday, a week ago Wednesday, when my mecher had the possession of all the three sodeis, so then you couldn't force him to pay you with it. Yes, even though your former husband had an idyes, you would have to take zibuyas from him, whether you like it or not. So now too, take zibuyas from him. I have all the rights of my mecher. Why does the Gemara have to resort to ishaskes v'shakvizik in mecher? The answer is, without the fact, if not for the fact, that it's still beyond the of the mikiyach to restore back to the same position that the mecher was originally. He wouldn't be able to say, we wouldn't be able to apply the aloche of Mamo Chavishim Shini Kos Chushim Tov Yodin. Because it's true, there is aloche of Mamo Chavishim Shini Kos Chushim Tov Yodin, that the Likiyach requires all the schusim of the Mecher, all the vested rights of the Mecher. But the question is, the Mecher, does the Likiyach require all the vested rights of the Mecher that the Mecher had year ago? Does the Likiyach require all the vested rights that the Mecher had 10 years ago? Or does the Mecher acquire all the vested rights that the Mecher had a minute before he solved the sobbing question? It is true. If, let's say, the Isha had come to Reuven, to her former husband, a week ago Wednesday, before Reuven sold any of his sodeis to Yehudi. So then, the Mecher had the vested right to tell the Isha, I'm going to pay you in Zibuyas. But suppose, now this Mecher, on Sunday morning, he decided to sell the Sode Zibuyas to you. On Monday morning, he decided to sell the Sode Beninus to you. On Tuesday morning, he decided to sell the Sode Idyes to you. Suppose the Isha would have come Monday afternoon to the husband. Not a week ago, but Wednesday. But suppose the Isha would have come to her former husband Monday afternoon, after they saw the Zibuyas and they saw the Beinus had been sold to you. But they saw the Idyes on Monday afternoon was still in the possession of Reuven, and she would come Monday afternoon to Reuven, and she would say to her former husband, you divorced me, you have to pay me the exuvah. Now, you have to pay me the exuvah. So, and the husband would say, well, you are entitled to me to divorce, so why don't you go to Yehudi? So then the Isha would say to her former husband, at this moment, you don't have the vested right to pay me the divorce. Now you have only one obligation, to pay me with the sodeh that you have. And that is it. So that means that while a week ago, the Mecher of Yehudi, Reuben, had the vested right to force his former wife to take the Sode Zibuyes, but a minute before he sold the Sode Idias, he did not have a vested right. If the Isha had come to Reuben early Tuesday morning, before he sold the Sode Idias to Yehuda, and then the Isha would demand the Sode Idias from Reuben, Reuben would be forced to pay with the Sode Idias. So mainly, if not for the fact that it's beyond the of the Likeach to restore back, to put Reuben back into his original shoes, so then we couldn't apply the halacha of Mamo Chavishu Mishenik of Sfusha Tavon Yodei. Because Mamo Chavishu Mishenik of Sfusha Tavon Yodei does not imply that the Likeach acquires all the vested rights that the Mecher had at any one time, that the Mecher had 10 years ago. The halacha of Mamo Chavishu Mishenik of Sfusha Tavon Yodei implies that the Likeach stands in the shoes of the Mecher and has all the rights that the Mecher had a minute before he sold the Sodom. But he sold the Sode at 8 o'clock in the morning. So Mabuch on Tuesday, the Sode Idias. So Mabuch, if not for the fact that it's Yodei to put back Reuben into his original shoes, so then we say that Yehuda has to pay the Ksuvasisho from Idias. Why? Because the Sode Idias was sold to Yehuda at 8 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday, but at 7:59, 1 minute before the Sode Idias was sold to Yehuda, if the Isha would have demanded Idias from her husband, he would be forced to pay with Idias, because at 7:59, the Idias was the only Sode that was still Mechayli. So true that last week, before he started to sell any of the Sodeis, so then the Mecher had the right to pay with the Zibuyes. But Mamo Chavishu Mishenik of Sfusha Tavon Yodei does not imply that the Likeach stands in the shoes of the Mecher, that the Mecher was standing, let's say, 10 years before. Mamo Chavishu Mishenik of Sfusha Tavon Yodei implies that he stands in the shoes that in which the Mecher was standing a minute before he sold the Sode in question. The Sode in question, the Sode Idias, was sold at 8 o'clock Tuesday morning. So at 7:59, if the Isha had come to the husband, to Reuben, then Reuben would be forced to pay with the Idias. So how can we say, Mamo Chavishu Mishenik of Sfusha Tavon Yodei? But only because it's the Yodei to put the Mecher back into the original shoes. So because of that, we apply the Aroche of Mamo Chavishu Mishenik called Sfusha Tavon Yodei. So that means that the halacha of Mashaskes, vis-a-vis Ksuvas Isha, and that means where it's not Mavtia Keicho. So what does it mean not Mavtia Keicho? In other words, that the Zibuyes is the field that the Truva in the Mecher originally had the right to give to the Isha, originally. But a minute before he sold the Sode Idias, he did not have that source. He did not have that source. So, but it's in consonance with natural vested, with the Mecher's natural, original vested right. The original vested right of the husband was to pay the Isha with Zibuyes. That was his natural, original vested right. But on account of the fact that he started to sell his Sodeis, so Mele, that original vested right was spoken for him. So without the biyodet, the potential of putting the Mecher back into his original shoes, so we couldn't apply the halacha of Mamo Chavishu Mishenik of Sfusha Tavon Yodei. But because of his ability, the Likeach's ability, to put the Mecher back into his official shoes by restoring back the Zodizibuyes to the Mecheya. So because of that, we apply the aloche of Mamo Chavishel Shady, Koshu Shetovel Yodei, and the Mecheya acquires the Shusim that the Mecheya originally had, even though he did not have that Shus a minute before he sold the Sodin question. So that's why we have to resort to the Biyodei of restoring the Sodis Ibuyes back to the Mecheya. Because of the Yode to restore the Sodis Ibuyes back to the Mecheya, the Likeya acquires the original vested rights of the Mecheya. But it's not on the basis of the vested rights of the Mecheya that the Mecheya possessed 1 minute before he sold the Sodis Ibuyes in question.
That's not by way of a forced settlement. And then there is another type of ishaskes that is by way of a forced settlement. Now, the general rule is that if two baledim, two litigants, come before a bezdin, so then the bezdin is mechuyev to exert pressure upon the two baledim, that the bayan and the mikve, that they should be mekabel kinyan, and they agree to upshot. They are mechuyev to exert all the pressure in the world upon the litigants. Because in merachmim b'din, sometimes if the psag din is rendered on the basis of strict justice, so a poor person might suffer. But in merachmim b'din, That's justice, that's mishpat. So, but without the hesked, the consent of both parties, person has no right to impose ipshore upon the baladin, just because one baladin happens to be a very poor person, and it may touch. But some less is mechuyev to exert pressure upon the baladin that they should be mikabutin, and they agree to ipshore. So what does ipshore mean? Ipshore means like this, that the baladin, let's say Rubei, claims, let's say, $50,000 from Shimon. Bezdin doesn't even know what it is. It might be that Reuven is entitled to the $50,000. It might be that Reuven is not entitled to a penny. Or it might be that he's entitled to any sum between 50,000 and zero. Bezdin doesn't know. But Bezdin is mechuyev to prevail upon the delay on the mitzvah that they should be become kinyan to ipshore. What does it mean, ipshore? Ipshore means that they leave it to the discretion of the person. In case person feels that in spite of the fact that Al Bedin, Shimon should pay $50,000 to obey, but it will be a great hardship upon Shimon. Shimon might be a very poor person and who struggles to make a living. So if person will decide, even though on the basis of strict deen, he should pay $50,000 to obey, but let him pay $25,000. Let him pay $30,000. Let him pay $20,000. So the baledin agreed that in case it is Rabishmaya Galye, that on the basis of strict deen, so Shimon is mechuyev to pay Reuven $50,000, so Reuven is now the Kabukinian, and he's meichel 25 or 30, according to the psak of this. And so there's the Kabbalah's kinyan on the part of Reuven, that even if Mitzaradim, Shimon has to pay him 50,000, so he's meichel him a certain sum, in accordance with the discretion of this. And Shimon is also the Kabbalah's kinyan. Shimon of Galien, that if it's a Ladin, he doesn't have to pay one penny, but Bezdin feels it will be a hardship for Reuven not to get a penny. Sometimes there is a situation, he's potter. Why is he potter? Because it was a gone. He was mazi, only gone. So, but still it's a big hardship if you won't have to pay him for the damages at all. So then, Shimon is also become a Kinyan, that in case Al Bedin, Shimon doesn't have to pay a penny, but if Bezdin feels that it's only fair, he should pay something, 20,000, so Shimon is mischayev. For Kaposki, he can be mischayev himself. So that's the regular pshat to which we are accustomed, that the Bezdin in the Torah passes today. But that pshat has to be based upon the consent of the parties, upon Michile, and upon his chayves and so on. But then, there is no halacha of false pshat. Suppose two baledin come to Bezdin, and one of the baledin is a very tough person, and he says, I don't want pshat, I don't care. If I have to pay $1 million, then I'll pay. And if the other party has to pay $1 million, let him pay and not a penny less. Then Bezdin has to pass Al Bedin. So the regular pshore is based upon the heskem of the baledin, and it's based upon Kabbalistin, Michile, and Ischaives, and so on. But then there are situations where Bezdin can force baledin to make a settlement, to make a pshore, enforce a pshore. What are the situations? So that's a braise in Miseches Sanhedrin, I think it's Aflamet. The braise says, Sedek Tirei, why does the Torah mention Sedek twice? Chad Lidin v'chad Lipshore. What does it mean? Shnei Sfines, Evri Miyam. And there is a very narrow passage through which to pass. Let's say there are two boats that have to pass through the Gibraltar, and both boats cannot pass through the same passage at the same time. And each captain, the captain of each boat, he says, no, my boat has to pass through. I have to arrive earlier to you. And the other one says, no, I have to arrive early. So then the halacha is, so there is one tzedek nidiv and one tzedek lishon. If, let's say, the circumstances are such that require one boat to pass through first, let's say, suppose one boat is loaded with such valuable merchandise, and the other boat has no merchandise. So if the boat that is unloaded will wait, let's say, 6 hours, so there'll be no hefset caused to the owners of the merchandise. But if the loaded boat will be told to wait, so then they will sustain a very substantial loss. So then Bezdin tells the captain who has the unloaded boat, you wait 6 hours, because you will not sustain such a loss if you wait 6 hours or 10 hours. For the other one, if he will wait, if the captain of the loaded boat, achas tuno v'achas eitono, so taver tuno kede. So that's the. But suppose both are equally loaded, both are equally unloaded, so then the deen cannot determine. What can the deen do? What should the deen do? The deen should say, we'll cast lots. And on the basis of lots, we don't cast lots. So the captain in Yoda hung up his boat, so he decided to cast lots. But Al-Bedin, casting lots, he has no basis. So then the halacha says that the second thing, that then Bezi tells the two captains, now you will not reach any solution if you keep on arguing. Yeah, which boat should pass first through the Gibraltar Strait? So you can argue for 10 years and neither boat will pass through. So you have to come to a settlement. So you say, I don't want any settlement. Each captain will say, I don't want any settlement. So the person will say, you don't want, whether you want it or not. If you can come to a settlement, fine. If not, we'll make a settlement. We'll tell you exactly what should be done. So in other words, there are certain situations where the deen cannot determine. So then, Bez has the right to impose a settlement upon the parties without their consent. Ordinarily, if the deen can pass them, even though, according to the deen, it might be a hardship upon one of the parties, all right, without their consent, Bez cannot force them to a settlement. But if the situation is such that the deen cannot decide, he cannot decide as the case of two boats, and both are equally loaded, or both boats are equally unloaded. So that's the second tzedek. In tzedek tzedek tzedek, the best, if they refuse to make a settlement voluntarily, then best imposes a settlement in the discretion of best. So in other words, that's the tzedek sakoso. There are certain situations where best can force a pshat. That's not like the ordinary pshat that is decided upon ordinarily in Torah to make. There it's based upon Kabbalah's Kiyan, Hischaives, and Mechile. But, so that's only where they can be psagdim on the basis of strictim. But if the situation is such, there cannot be any solution on the basis of strictim, then Bezdin can impose forcefully upon the parties, if shown. So in other words, so this is one of the situations. The first is Shaskes vis-a-vis Ksuvas Hisho, that's based upon the schools of Mamoch HaRishim Sheini, post Chushet Ovel Yodei. The second is Shaskes vis-a-vis Nizokin, so that's based upon the Aloche of Tzedek Tzedek Tiyodei. Echad Nidin v'Echad Nishon. So here too, since it's Biyodei of the Nitva, I mean, The Nizek is the Teveyah. The Yehudah, the Rikeach, is the Mitzvah. And it's Yodei of the Mitzvah. To put the Nizek in such a position so that he would force the Nizek to take Zivoyes, so the Mele, he can force a settlement with the Nizek, and he can tell the Nizek, now, don't be stubborn. After all, I can force you to take Zivoyes. All I have to do is to return the Shtar Zivoyes to my Mecher. And in all probability, he'll agree. My Mecher. So, because of that, he gets his schus to force his settlement, to impose his settlement upon the Nizek, that he should settle for it. So it's another way. So there is a basic distinction between the Inshaskes vis-a-vis Ksuvas Isha and the Inshaskes vis-a-vis Nizek. Even though the Gemara uses the same motion, but you find it in the Gemara many times, they're the same expression. So in one situation, it is expressive of one thing, and in another situation, the same expression, but it's expressive of another. Here too, that's an example. Vis-a-vis Ksuvas Isha, where she is not mafkia keche of the Isha, because in final analysis, the Isha will collect from the Zivoyes, and that's her original right to collect only from Zivoyes. So there it's based upon the halacha of Mamoch HaRishon Nisheni called Zchushet HaBiyodei. So they will ask, why do we have to resort to Ishaskes? The answer is, without the Biyodei of putting the Becher back in his original shoes, so there we wouldn't apply the din of Mamoch HaRishon Nisheni called Zchushet HaBiyodei. Because a minute before, the Sode Yidyes was sold to the Rikeach, so then the Becher did not have the right to pay with Zibonis. Then the Becher's burden was to pay Dafki with Idias. But by virtue of the fact that it's Biyodei of the Rikeach to put the Mecher back into his original shoes, so the Rikeach stands in the original shoes of the Mecher. So that's not by way of the forced settlement. So he's not Mechuyev to supply an inducement, a benefit to the issue. Mashenke. Vis-a-vis Nizek, so there we cannot apply the principle of Mamo Chavishan Shemi Kosmoshen Shemi Yodei. Because Mamo Chavishan Shemi Kosmoshen Yodei would only imply that he acquires the original vested rights of his Mecher. So the Mecher never originally had the right to pay Zibuyes or even Beinenes to a Nizek, but it's another thing, it's another type of Ishaskes, by way of a forced settlement. And it's based upon Mizrach HaKosu, or Tzedek Tzedek Tzedek, Achat Lidin V'Achat L'Pshoret. If it is by way of a forced settlement, so the word Baldin is not entitled to force a settlement. And upon the other, unless it is a settlement, so if he supplies an inducement, a benefit, if it doesn't supply a benefit to the Nizek, what kind of a settlement is it? It's not a settlement. Settlement means that each one gives up something. So he tells the Nizek, I'll give up something and you give up something. I'll give up something because I have an opportunity, I have the alternative to restore my Mecher into his original shoes. And then I wouldn't even have to give you Beinus, I wouldn't have to give you nothing. So he gives up something. And the Nizek also gives up something, because he has a right to collect from the Idias, and he gives up the right to collect from the Idias, and he is willing to accept Beinus. So in other words, so it's a settlement, it's like a contract. It's a settlement. So in other words, but if it's a newer settlement, then it should require the consent of both parties. And here, He doesn't have consent of both parties, but there are certain situations where one Modin is able to force a Pshore upon the other Modin. But if it's by way of a Pshore, Pshore means that each party gives out something. So that's the other Ishaskes. So vis-a-vis Ksuvas Isho, the Ishaskes is not by way of a forcing. Vis-a-vis Nizikin, so it's the Ishaskes is by way of the forcing. And vis-a-vis Balchei, so there is neither the schus of Ishaskes that is based upon Momoch Rishon Sheni Kol Schuset of Yodei, nor by way of a forced settlement, because if he gives up something, so then he is not in a position to give, supply a benefit to the Balchei, because the Balchei's wife is bitterness, and if he returns the Shtar Zibuyes back to the Meicher, he will still be able to collect from so in other words, so of course if we turn him, then he will be forced to take Zibuyes, but since right now he's not offering him any inducement, any benefit, so maybe we can say what he said. That's the pshat in the Gemara according to Rashi and Tisus. However, now let's see the halacha of Ishaskes in other halachot. They are Rishenim Wachet. So it's according to Rashi and according to Tesla. So there are two Ishaskes. One Ishaskes is applied only vis-a-vis Xurasish. And that's based upon the Aloche of Mamocha Rishon Sheni called Schuset Abudon. But why do we have to resort to Ishaskes? The answer is true, originally the Mecher had the right to give the Ishos of Boyes, but in this particular case of Lokachidis Bahreino, where the Sodiyis was sold to the Rikeach on Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock, so 1 minute before 8 on Tuesday morning, the Mecher did not have that vested right. So, Mele, if not for the fact that it's Biode to put the Mecher back into his original shoes, so then we couldn't apply the aloche of Mamlechah Rishon Sheni Kol Schuset Abudon. But on account of the fact that the Rikeach is able to put the Mecher back into his original shoes, so Mele we apply the aloche of Mamlechah Rishon Sheni Kol Schuset Abudon, and the Rikeach acquires all the rights that the Mecher originally had. But that can only be applied towards the Ksuvas Isho, not towards a Nizek. Because even originally the Mecher still was required to give the Nizek, the Mecher, the Mazik, was originally required to give the Nizek it. So he can force, so the Rikeach can impose a settlement against the consent of the Nizek, the Rikeach from the Mazik can force a Pshore upon the Nizek, that the Nizek should, whether he likes it or not, the Cholapoches, take from Bez, and not from Idis, from Idis. That's the other Ishaskes. And that's based upon the Aloche of Tzedek Tzedek Tzedek, Achad Oedim Vachad Pshore. Masha'im King, the Amen Elishayim, Uzunzi, the Amen Elishayim, Kuachet. And this, so according to Rashi and Teisves, when the Gemara says, Yoche Bitzok and Amen Elishayim, so Gemara means only Nizokin, Balchei not. And even vis-a-vis Nizokin, Nei Mehoche, and the Rikeach should be able to force the Nizek to take from the Benes, not that he should force the Nizek to take from the Boyes. However, Medir Sheinim Wachilik and Rashi and Tesis here. And they say that when Gemara says, Yehoche Nizokin Namen Nei Mehoche, that the Rikeach Yehuda should be able to tell the Nizek, you take the boys. And he should tell the Balchiv also, you take the boyas without supplying any benefit. Why? It's not by way of reforced settlement. But it's again on the basis of the principle of Mamocha Rishim Shim Kosmoshet Al Yorim. So how can he, on the basis of Mamocha Rishim, Sheini Kosmoshet Al Yorim, have the right to force the Nizek to take the boyas? Why? Because since it's Biyodeh, to put his mecher into the position that the mecher will be able to force the nizek to take the boyes, so mele it's considered if the mecher has already that right. In other words, my ishaskes according to these rishenim is implies that since it's biyode of the likeach to put, to invest his mecher with the right to force the nizek to take the boyes. So it means that potential, the mecher of that likeach has a right. Potential, not actual. In other words, potential, the mecher has a vested right. I mean, you can consider it as a contradiction terms. I mean, vested ordinarily means that he has it actually, but potential, Ishaskes implies that potential, Ruven, potentially has a vested right to pay the Likeach, I'm sorry, to pay the Nizek with the boy. Potential, not actual. So since potentially Ruven has a right to pay the Likeach, I'm sorry, to pay the Nizek with the boyas, so Mele the Likeach acquired the same one. It's a big chiddush. So according to these Rishonim, there are no two types of Ishaskes. There is one type of Ishaskes. Now, and we have to resort to the fact that it's biyodei of the Likeach to invest his mecher with the vested right. So that means, since it's biyodei of the Likeach to invest the Mecher with a certain vested right, so it's considered as if he's already vested, as if the Mecher is already invested with that right. Since the Likeach has the potential of investing his Mecher with that vested right, so it's considered as if he's already invested with that right of paying the Nizek with the boyas. Memele, since it, on account of the biyodei, so it's considered, we have to consider as if the mecher already has the right to pay the nizek with the boyas. Memele, since the mecher has the potential vested right of paying, he has the mecher, Ishaskes tells us that the mecher, the Ruvein, has a potential vested right of paying the nizek with the boyas. Since the mecher has a potential vested right, so the likeach acquires it actually. See, big chiddush. But that's the pshat in the Gemara, according to the other Rishonim, who are chilik on the Rashi and Tosfos. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, there are two types of ishaskes. According to the other Rishonim, according to the Rosh, and according to a Rosh in Tosfos, in Suves, so then when the Gemara says Yoche ben Izoke namenei Yoche, it doesn't mean ben Izoke and not Balchei, but it means ben Izoke and even Izoke. So he is entitled Beidyes Minator Alachaskamo Vechamo Balchei, who Minator is only entitled Bizebuyes. That's how they explain the Gemara. And ben Izoke namenei Yoche, not like Rashi and Tosfos explain it. Let Yehudah, the Likeach, tell the Nizek to take Beinonis. No, but Binzoki Namenecha, let Yehudah force the Likeach, force Shimon the Nizek to take the Boyas. Why? Because it's Biyode to invest his Mecher, Ruben, to have the vested right to give Shimon the Boyas. So, since the Mechia has the potential vested right of giving the Nizek Ziboyes, so Mele on the basis of Mamocha Rishon we say, because Christ of Yode, Yehuda the Rikeach acquires the potential vested right of Ruben the Mechia. That's a big chiddush. That mitzad ha'aloche of mamoch harishon sheni kol zchusha tovel yodin, so the likeach is able to acquire not only the actual vested rights of the mecheir, but even the potential vested rights of the mecheir. That's a tremendous chiddush. But is the same din of ishaskes that is applied to ksuvas isho is applied to nizek and to avochim. That's the basic machlekes rishonim. According to Rashi and Teisves, there are two types of ishaskes. One type of ishaskes is based upon Moharish and Lisheni called Skushet of Yodei. And we resort to ishaskes because without ishaskes, we would say, as far as Moharish and Lisheni called Skushet of Yodei is concerned, so it only implies that the Likeach has all the vested rights that the Mecher possess, not originally, but that the Mecher possessed 1 minute before the Sode Yidyes were sold to the Likeach, not any more rights, but because of Ishaskes, because of the ability, the potential by the Likeach to invest the Mecher with certain rights, so in Mele, the Likeach acquires the original vested rights of the Mecher, not just the vested rights that the Mecher possessed 1 minute before the Sode Yidyes were sold to the Likeach. That's one ishaskes according to Rashi Teisves. And the other ishaskes is by way of before settlement, vis-a-vis Enizek. So the before settlement must be settlement, so he must supply the benefit. So only vis-a-vis Enizek we can force a settlement upon the Enizek. But vis-a-vis the Balchei, he's not in a position to give him the benefit, to supply an inducement, a consideration. Some melee, he cannot say ishaskes vis-a-vis the Balchei. That's Rashi and Teisves. According to the Ramban, so and the Rosh, so then the ishaskes implies that since it's beyond to invest the Mecher with a certain vested right, so Mimele is considered as if he had already been invested with that right. So in other words, so the Likeach requires not only the original vested rights that the Mecher had, but the Likeach requires certain rights that the Mecher never originally had. But the Likeach requires all the potential vested rights. So since the Likeach is in a position to invest the Mecher with a certain right, so that means that the Mecher has a potential vested right. So the Likeach acquires actually the potential vested rights of the Mecher. That's according to the other machine. All right, now let's see. The Gemara in Shmos. So Teisves in Ksuves that Kufte says, V'ho de am porich v'hoche, nizoki nam en ime hoche, ho adin de balchev moze porich. Balchev, it's not by way of before settlement, Because by Malchei, what kind of inducement does he supply to the Malchei? What does he tell him? He tells him, he doesn't tell him, if you want to take Malchei, remain is fine. Well, that's what the Malchei wants. He doesn't demand anything else. So in other words, he's telling the Malchei, if you want, you take Zibuyas. Otherwise, I'll restore the son of Zibuyas to my Meicher. So because of that, he can force him to take Zibuyas. So that's contrary to Teis Veshite in Molokam. So Teis Veshite in Xuves is contrary to Teis Veshite in Molokam. In other words, it's not by way of a forced settlement, because there couldn't be a forced settlement in respect of Malchei. So, you hold the Porich Yehoche, Nizokin Amenei Malchei, who are in the Malchei, what's the Porich? And I gave him an Avenis, and we'll be Buzik Porich. Now, if you Nizokin, you didn't have to be in Yisrael Malchei, we have to be in Yisrael Malchei, we have to be But Teis Veshite in Xuves is not like Rashi in Molokam. Teis Veshite in Molokam is like Rashi in Molokam. But Teis Veshite in Xuves is unlike Rashi in Molokam. So then the Machlokes said, you have other Rishenim, the Rosh, you have other Rishenim, many Rishenim, who are Chilik and Rashi in Teis Veshite in Molokam. Alright, now let's see the Mishnah. Misho lachum des ayam, v'yob do derech sodeyu, ad b'nei mayil lech lei b'kzoro, v'chachom imei mamik no lei derech, Bimeyamono or Yifchar Biavi. So somebody went to Minasayam. And there was, now let's say, he's the Pni. He had the Sodi here. And then there were four Sodis surrounding this Sodi. This side, this is the Pnimi. So the Pnimi had this side. He this side. And there are four sodis that surround the Soda Pnimi. So here they right away to this side. But no one remembers whether the right of way was for this side, for this side, for this side, for this side. He had the right of way. And but since they went to Minasayam, he went to Minasayam. So Mimeli doesn't remember, a number of years have passed. So he doesn't know in for which Sode he had the right of way, the right of passage. Now he wants to be able to go to his Sode. And then all the Chitzeni, they say to him, so Abni says, Yilech Lei B'Kzor. In other words, the Pnimi can say to the Chitzeni, what difference does it make whether the right of way is for this Sode, or for this Sode, for this Sode, for this Sode. I have it right away. All you can demand is that I should use the shortest shortcut. The shortest shortcut. That's all. But I certainly have a vested right to pass through your Sodes. But you can demand that instead of using a very long shortcut, so I should use a relatively short shortcut. But you cannot deprive me of the right to pass through because I have that right. I just don't remember who he saw it is. This is what Admin says. And what Admin says seems to be the common sense. Admin imele yelech li b'kzor. V'chachom imeim li yikne li dera b'meyomono yifra b'avi. Chitzeni can tell him, listen, you want to have a right? It's our property. You want to have a right? You pay us 10,000 zoos. If you don't want to pay us 10,000 zoos, so then you fly above there, take an airplane and land. And land into the Philippines. All right. My time, Rabbanon. Shapikom Admin. I mean, what Admin says, is it of a portion? He has a vested right. How can they deprive him of that right? That the machlekes between Admin and the Chachomim is reference to the case where four different individuals so surrounded him. Reuven is the Pnimi, and then here is Shimon, here is Levi, here is Yehuda, here is Yisachar. Reuven wants to pass through. So when he argues with Shimon, so Shimon says to to Reuven, how do I know that your vested right originally was from my tzedek? Maybe it was in one of the other three tzedeks. So it's a Yoma Poshut that the Chachomim are right. So, Omar, we can shake a full album, the other Marbar, the Chesel, or Yoachim, my time in the Adnan. So what's this war about me? Vomar, Barbo, the Ose Mikiach, Barbo, Barbo, the Ose Mikiach, Had, Kulam, Mikliche, the Motze, Mitrel. If, let's say, originally, the force of the Sachitzen, so, were owned by four different individuals, and then these four individuals sold it to four other individuals, then, also, so, because the one who owns this field does not own this field. So, cannot say to one, you let me go through your sari. Why? Because it's a relatively short shortcut through your sari. But maybe you didn't have a right of way in my sari. Why should I let you? I don't want to be generous. So, keep so the machlekes is, well, originally it was owned by four different individuals. So this was owned by Shimon, this was owned by Levi, this by Yehuda, this by Yisrael. Then each one of these sold his sode, his particular sode, to Zvul. So Zvul now bought Shimon sode, Levi sode, Yehuda sode, Yisrael sode. Now, title to all the four sodes is vested in Zvul. So, Chad Ose Mikhei Chavo, Admin Sova, and then Reuven, he was in the Nesei Av, he doesn't remember in which sode it was. So, Admin Sova Mikol Mokim Darkis L'Gavoch, he says, so Admin says, he sees that what Admin says, superficially it appears, what Admin says is very mistaber, it's a double portion. That's how it appears superficially. So, in other words, so Reuven, the Pnimi, can say, I was in Australia for a number of years, but now I'm back, I have to go to reach my sode. So what difference does it make whether it was originally here or this other? Use whom you own all the sodes. So Mimonev Jah, I have a right of way. So Mikol Mokim Darkei Yisrael Gavoch. So Zvul can force, Reuven can force Zvulun to give him right of way. But Zvulun can say, you don't choose the longest way to get to your sode, but the shortest. So here again we have an example of Ishaskes. Ishaskes. V'loi ma'adchine ishtor memaraye v'limotzis l'shtamuye dine ba'adei. So the Rabbonin say, the Rabbonin, they will pass like Rabbonin, not like Admin. So the Rabbonin say that Zvulun can say to Reuven, if you keep quiet, fine. If you don't keep quiet, you know what I'll do. I will restore back all the shtores. I have one shtar, Zvulun has one shtar from Shimon, one from Levi, one from Yehuda, one from Yisrael. He'll return, he has the alternative, it's Biyode, to restore back all the sodis to the original owners. And then you'll have to argue with four different owners. And of course, then, when you argue with Shimon will tell you, how do I know that your right of way is my sode? And Levi will tell you the same thing. So Mimele, I stand in their shoes, and I have the same right. Now, after learning the Gemara in Bava Kamei, so we see there is a halacha b'shaskes. There's a halacha b'shaskes. There is a machlekes between Tesis in Bava Kamei and Tesis in Ksubes as to whether that right of Ishaskes, as whether the aloha of Ishaskes that is mentioned in Bavakame is one type of Ishaskes, or in Bavakame the Gemara discusses two types of Ishaskes. One type of Ishaskes is based upon Moha Rishon Rishim Kosov Yadei. The other type of Ishaskes is based upon the concept of a forced settlement, and it's also a Kosov of Tzedek 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 Achatul Edim Vachatul Shor. But there is certainly one type of Ishaskes certainly applies according to Olmeshe. In other words, if he's not Mafkia Keche, if by if on the basis of Ishaskis, so would say that the Rekeach acquires the vested rights that he's Meche or Mochrim at one time possessed, so then we certainly can say Ishaskis without recourse to a settlement, without recourse to offering a consideration, an inducement, a benefit. Now in this case, here it's analogous to the case of Ksuvas Ishok. It's not analogous to the case of Nizek. It's analogous to the case of Ksuvas Ishok. Because here we don't have to resort to the concept of before settlement. Rashi does mention here the idea of before settlement. So all the Gishenim is the Kashi against Rashi. Yes, so Rashi requires an explanation. But let's forget what Rashi says here. Without Rashi. So here, originally, the Mochrim of Zvulun, each one of the Mochrim, there are four Mochrim of Zvulun. Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisochar. So the Mochrim of Zvulun, originally, suppose, you see, the Pnimi, Ruvein, was in Australia for 6 years. And by the time he came back from Australia, so all the Sodis Chitzenim belong already to Zvulun. But suppose he would have come back after 5 years, after a 5 year stay of in Australia, so then Zvulun wouldn't have title to all these four Sodis. Then he would have to cope with four different owners. So then, what would be his right? None at all. Each one of the adjoining owners would be able to be matrin. How do I know? You want a right of way without paying for it? How do I know? So in Melee, he would be able to say, maybe your right of way is not a sodding. Right, a sodding. But now he himself cannot say it because he has title to all the soddings. But Mamo Chavishu Isheni, Kol Schus, Shetovel Yodei. So the Rikeach should acquire all the rights that he's Mochrim had. So Mimele, the Mochrim could be Matre, the Pnimi Ruvein. So Zvulun, the Rikeach of from Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisochar should also have the same right of being Matre. This is what Rabbanan say. The Rabbanan Sabre, Ishaskes, Viroi, Madar Nishtorim Moraye, Viroi Motzis Nishtayuye, Dine Vadaye. Now let's see what Jesus says. The Rabbanan Sabre, but Rashi says something very strange. He says, Ishaskes, Veizel Kaboch, Kishetikne Haderach Memen. So even according to the Rabbanan, so it sounds like a four settlement. In other words, don't be stubborn and capricious. You have to be practical, because we are in a position to make it harder for you. What? How is it? How are they in a position to make it harder for you? In other words, they will restore back all the stories to the form of Chri. Then he will not be able to force them to give right away. So the melee, so he's offering him an inducement. What's the inducement? What's the consideration? The special benefit that he's ready to give him. In other words, he'll go down on the price. Some going down on the price, the Rosh asks. There will be mayor money. 10,000 zoos. 10,000 zoos. In other words, money is 100. Mayor money is 100 times 100. 10,000 zoos. So that's going down. So the Rosh asks, mayor money, 10,000 zoos for a right of way in Sode is going down on the price. We see.